You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting MerrittAssembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. It is Friday, and today's a little bit of a different Friday for me. We've got a men's conference that is going to be going on that some of our men will be attending not too far away from here. We'll be enjoying a service tonight and then another service in the morning, gathering with men from around Florida as we join together to seek God's face and to become the men that God wants us to become. And so a little bit different Friday, but it's still Friday, and that's always a good thing for me because that is my day off. And so I wanted to take just a moment to invite you to Merritt Assembly of God. If you do not have a church home, you need a church home. You need a pastor who is praying for you, watching out for you, trying to help you to succeed in your walk with Jesus and to become everything that God wants you to become, to find your place in the body of Christ so that you will realize that it's not just about being saved, but that God has gifted you with things that the body of Christ need. You need other people in the body of Christ, and the other people in the body of Christ need you. And so we're very, very thankful that Merritt Assembly of God is one of those options. If you are looking for a church that is on the smaller side, where, you know, we love people, we preach the word, but, you know, if you're looking for a crowd to hide in, we're probably not your choice. But we do have a pretty long track record of helping people to get on the right path in their journey with Jesus. And we just want to continue to help people to be a blessing the way that God has blessed them. So Sunday morning, we have Sunday school at 9:30 this week. Next week, we actually have a breakfast fellowship in Sunday school. That's not going to be on the 23rd. That's going to be on the 30th. We won't have Sunday school that day. We will have a time of fellowship and breakfast together. So that's something we're going to try. We did that back around Easter. We're going to do that again here in August. So worship service is at 10:30. And we would love for you to join us as we worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And if you're a visitor, we offer you a free gift. It's a journal. It's not fancy. It does say Merritt Assembly of God on it. But we'd love the opportunity to meet you, get to know your name so that we can pray for you, pray for God to direct you and to bless you in every area of your life. And then maybe that journal will be a reminder to you to pray for us as well, because we certainly value and treasure and need those prayers. So today we are going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to start reading verses 6 through 9. We may read a little bit more than that later. It says, "However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So, yesterday we left off at verse number 7, where Paul said, "We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory." Verse number 8 goes on, and it describes that none of the rulers of this age knew God's wisdom. Here's what I will tell you. God is never going to be outwitted, never going to be surprised by anything the enemy does. The enemy did not understand the grace of God. The devil thought by killing Jesus that he was proving that he was mightier than Jesus and that he was going to be the one that ascended to the throne. But the truth of the matter is, Jesus' death was just the doorway that he walked through to rip the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of the devil's hands. He came to fulfill the law and the prophets. He did not come to abolish it. He came to fulfill it. He came to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. And so we're very, very thankful for the wisdom of God, that he is smarter than the devil, that he has a plan. I tell people, the devil tries to conceal things from people so that they don't find out the real cost of things. God likes to reveal things to people before they take place, and he says, "This is what I'm going to do, and no force in hell is going to be able to stop me." So I'm thankful that God has wisdom that surpasses and it confounds the wisdom of the wise of this world. They don't understand it. Now, I will tell you this, because I do my best to live by the wisdom of God, there are many things that the world does and they call it wisdom, and I look at that and I say, I don't understand that. There are a lot of things that go on, and it's like, I don't comprehend that. And I will tell you, sometimes that is in the way that people treat their supposedly most treasured relationships, and then they go into self-destruct mode. I don't understand that. So I'm just confessing to you there. I'm not here to condemn. I'm just saying, you know what? I'm glad that God's wisdom is beyond what the wisdom of this world has to offer, because a lot of times their wisdom violates common sense as well as some of the other principles that God created. It says here that if the rulers had known what God had in mind, that they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. I'm gonna share something with you. Back at the end of July, we had a game night. We didn't get to this game, but it was one of the ladies in the church had come up with this game, and she titled it, "Who Knows Pastor? Who Knows the Pastor Best?" And the very first question is, what is pastor's favorite Bible verse? And so she gave me this in advance so that I would fill it out. And when I was asked that question, when I read it, what is pastor's favorite Bible verse? And since I'm him, I figured I should know the answer. And I found out that the answer depended upon which situation in my life you were talking about. For me, it's kind of like asking me which of my kids is my favorite. Well, all of them, because there are several passages of scripture that have been quickened to me through the years, different seasons, and those verses are very near and dear to my heart. So if you were to ask me what my favorite verse was because of God's direction in my life, that would be one answer. If you were to ask me what is your favorite verse whenever you're going through a difficult season, well, that would be a different favorite verse. If you were asking me my favorite verse to quote, that would be a third different. If you were to ask me what is your favorite verse as a pastor, when you've had to deal with a lot of the things other than just studying the word and praying, that would be a different answer. So there's a lot of different favorites that I have. You say, why in the world are you telling us this? Well, because in one respect, this verse here, 1 Corinthians 2:8, is one of my favorite verses. So let me read it to you again. Which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now, here is why it's one of my favorite verses. And that's because there was a time when I was praying for someone I love dearly to get their life right with God. And during that season of prayer, this was one of the verses that God brought to my attention so that I could focus on it, so that I could pray for it. And here's what it says, that God has a plan and that his plan is so powerful, it is so good that it causes the enemies of God's kingdom to live in a state of regret for taking the actions that they did. And when I was praying through this very long season, there was faith that arose in my heart because of this verse that said, God, I pray that you bring them back to Jesus, and that you do so with such an intensity in their faith, with such a passion in their walk, that they will be so on fire for God that the enemy will regret that he ever tried to lead them astray. God, I pray that the enemy will regret attacking that child of yours. That's why it's one of my favorites. Because God has done that. God has done that. You may be dealing with something similar. I don't have this in my notes, but you might be dealing with a diagnosis that you didn't see coming. And it's something that has attacked you. And, you know, the enemy would, like Job, try and get you to complain about all that the pain and the suffering that you're going through. But I'm thankful that we serve a God who is not just the Lord our Savior, he's also the Lord our healer. And there may be a testimony that is on the way because God is able to do what the enemy doesn't want him to do. Nothing's too hard for God. I was in my devotions here not too long ago, and in Jeremiah it says, is anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for God. And so for me, this verse has a very real memory that it brings up of a very painful season, but because of God, the enemy took everything God had taken everything the enemy had done, undid it, and brought about glorious deliverance for the saints. And so I'm thankful that Jesus loved me enough to go to the cross. Let me focus on verse number 9. Verse number 9 is the reason that we ended up here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And it says, but as it is written, this is a quote from Isaiah chapter 64, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Now, I've talked many times about the very first year that we were doing the Refresh radio program. It was back in 2013. We started the last week of October and the first week of November. And it happened very quickly. This was not something that we set out to do. It was a door that opened, and we prayed and we said, God, do you want us to go through this door or not? And we didn't have the resources to do it, but we had some men of faith on the board and said, we believe that this is God. And we set out to do it, and it came at great expense. By the time April rolled around, we didn't know if we were going to be able to continue. And it was shortly after that God began to turn things around, and we're very grateful for that. So I started off that first month doing the first week was explaining why it was called the Refresh Radio Program. That took us into November, and I focused on being a thankful people. And then I was praying. I said, okay, God, what do you want us to share for December? And God laid upon my heart that he wanted me to study about the preparation. And here's what I found, that God does a lot of preparing, like a farmer prepares the soil so that the seed can be planted, so that it can be watered, so that it can produce a crop. There's a lot of preparation. There's a lot of precision in the kingdom of God that the world doesn't necessarily think would exist. You know, they want to talk about chaos, and they want to talk about random things and things that require much more faith than what I have to believe that they could actually happen, where I can simply put my faith in God. But God is a God of preparation, and you and I, we should be preparing as well. So I carry a notebook in here with me that reflects the preparation that I've done to be able to share the program. And it's not only that I have this material gathered up in a notebook, but before I come in here, I'm preparing myself. And even while I'm speaking, I'm like, okay, God, which way do you want want me to go here with this? And so there's a lot of preparation. And one of my favorite verses is that God has is preparing a place for us, that where he is, there we may be also. Share that concept of preparation a lot at funerals, because whenever your place is prepared and my place is prepared, God's going to summon us into his presence. And that's not going to be a defeat. That's not going to be a disappointment. That's going to be a victory. And so there's a lot of preparation that God does. But I want to share with you again what this verse says. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things, that's plural, which God has prepared for those who love him. Now, I am blessed with a wonderful, wonderful wife. She is one of the hardest working women that I know. She's extremely gifted in teaching children and young ladies. She's a fantastic mom, fantastic grandmother, fantastic wife. She's excellent at just everything that she does. And one of the things that she does is she does a lot of preparation. So our kids are all adults. But one of the things that they grew up enjoying was on Resurrection Sunday after church, she would have prepared a scavenger hunt for the kids. And they still, as adults, they still really remember that and appreciate all of the preparation. But now it's moved to the grandkids. And because some of our grandkids are very young, they do it as a group now instead of as individuals. Our house is not huge, so we try and have them all, you know, function together rather than being competitive. So God here is even better at preparation than my wife. I want you to know that the preparation that God has, that you were on his mind before the foundation of the world, that before the foundation of the world, he had things that he had prepared for the saints to do. So you are not a cosmic accident. Instead, you are created with divine purpose. You need to find out what that purpose is. Thank God for your job. That's fantastic. But you know what will happen one day? One day will be your last day on the job. My job is not just to pastor. By the way, pastoring is a job that has an expiration date on it. There won't be any pastoring to do in heaven. Pastoring is a job that is here on earth. So more than just being called to pastor, I am called to be a child of God. But I do want to prepare to make sure that I do the best job as a pastor that I can do. This says that there are things which God has prepared for those who love him that they haven't seen, they haven't heard, and they haven't even thought about. So there is tremendous benefit in loving God. Because for those who love God, he has things prepared for you that are more than you can ask, more than you can think, more than you can imagine, and more than you see right now. That verse should be able to help us to carry on one more day. that truth from God's word says, you know what? My breakthrough may be just 1 second away. Now, I can tell you, the devil would like to prepare a pit for you, but God has prepared wonderful things for us. And I can tell you, it's going to be amazing, because whenever God created things back at creation, he said it was good. When he created man, he said it's very good. For the saints, for those who've asked Jesus to forgive them of their sins, to be the Lord of their life, I want you to know God's not punishing you for that decision. Instead, he's preparing wonderful things for you, not just in heaven, but here on this earth. The Bible talks about that we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. That's what I expect. Now, I can tell you this, that because we live in a fallen world and we do spiritual warfare against a very real enemy of the cross, there's going to be difficult days. There's going to be difficult seasons. It might even seem at times like you've been forgotten. But if you will remember this verse, that because you love him, God has things that he's prepared for you beyond your understanding and beyond your experience, beyond your comprehension. I'll get it out there eventually. You just say, man, I cannot wait to see what God has in store. You know, there was a time in my life where there were things I didn't think were ever going to happen. And when they did, there were some difficult seasons. But I can tell you that after 40 you know, plus years, I can say this, it was worth it all. And that's not just for pastors. That's for every saint. If you will embrace the will of God and say, God, I love you so much that I'm going to live by your wisdom instead of the wisdom of this world, God's got some blessings in store in the days to come. And, you know, like that old song says, we will say it was worth it all. God bless you. He's got a great weekend prepared for you. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's go out and make this day glorious for the King. See you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.